This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569 if you've got something on your mind. So, Jacob, are you playing Pokemon Go?
No. I played the Game Boy game when I was, 12 years old or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I don't quite get it.
You know, come to think of it.
I know you pick an avatar.
You sort of
know the basics of it. I just don't understand. Who has time for that kind of stuff? I guess people do.
You'll have to ask Blake about it, because...
Does he play?
Yep. He's pretty
into
it. Oh,
good. All right, so tomorrow we can have a Pokemon seminar. Maybe not. Maybe not. All right, one of the things that is coming up whenever we talk about sort of ongoing issues is sleep disorders. Supposedly one out of every three Americans has trouble falling asleep at some point, has a sleep disorder, has some problem with insomnia. And so I think I'm trying to figure out exactly what we say. Do you have any sleep problems? I'm trying to remember exactly how we mentioned it. Do you have any sleep problems, Jacob? Do you have any trouble falling asleep or staying asleep?
I don't. I have at certain times in my life, but...
Can you associate it with certain things?
Yeah, it was times when I had, really bad anxiety.
Yeah.
But, no.
Well, that's good. So you're feeling a little calmer about your life now than
Definitely.
You were?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. What was the change?
There was a few different periods, but... Yeah, I don't know. I think it was mostly just associated with not really understanding how to handle anxiety. So when I would get it at certain times in my life when there was more stress, I just didn't know how to... I would try to fix it and try all this stuff and fight it all the time instead of just, kind of accepting it.
So you're more accepting of anxiety or just the...
Yeah, just stress in general and just fear. If something, I'm anxious about something, I can just accept how I feel instead of like, oh, I don't like how I feel. I gotta, what's wrong with me? And
got it.
And it just
so you were anxious about your anxiety.
Yeah,
you're fearful about fear.
Yep,
got it.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason we put this up initially was that there was a study that came out about a month ago that said that the normal sleep pattern of Homo sapiens was really 4 and 4, not 8 hours, which I found fascinating because even though my sleep pattern had been much more. As a kid, I mean, I think if you're young enough and stupid enough, like high school and college, when you're busy in graduate school, that we all sort of machoed out of, oh, man, I only need 3 hours sleep a night, which is really stupid. And it turns out, I remember reading when I was, it was past graduate school, but I remember reading an interview with Katharine Hepburn that said, someone asked her about her longevity, and she said, well, one day a week, she stayed in bed and pulled the covers over her head. And I remember thinking at the time, man, what a waste. And I now think, what a good idea. So I think part of it is understanding that sleep is probably the best weight loss tool we have. It's the best beauty aid we have. It's the best longevity aid we have. So, and right around 8 hours, 7 to 9 is what turns out to be most healthy for most people. Now, as you get babies seem to require a huge amount of sleep, but they're huge growth pattern. And at the end of our lives, that elderly people, there seems to be a dichotomy of some people sleeping a lot more and some not needing any sleep. And I'm not sure that I understand that. I'm not sure it's very well understood or very well studied. But that issue about 4 and 4 was really interesting because and my sleep pattern got a major disruption, as I've shared before, about a year ago when I was in Israel and didn't sleep at more than an hour a day. I would do an hour at night and then usually a nap sometime during the day of about an hour. But I never slept any more than that. And I know that people think that they don't, that they're awake when they're not. I was awake. I was wandering the halls. calls, and I was doing emails, and I couldn't sleep. And finally decided about the third day when I hadn't gotten any sleep, because I know that you can induce all sorts of schizoid-like symptoms by not sleeping. They've done all sorts of studies about that. And I thought, you know, I don't need to get sick here, and I don't need to get nuts here. But I went out on my balcony, which was in Jerusalem, in the Old City, and I looked up at the stars, and I thought, these are the same stars that Solomon, David, and Jesus saw. I'm going to be okay. And I was. And it took me another almost week after I got home, after I got back in the States, to get into any kind of sleep pattern that worked at all. So I went almost 3 weeks with essentially no sleep, no more than like an hour and a half or 2 hours, which I highly do not recommend. I didn't get sick, and I think that really speaks more to my combination resolve and fairly good health. I mean, pretty good health. So, but that 4 and 4 has become more and more common, I think, for a lot of people. And so I was just interested. We were asking that I think we asked about your sleep patterns. How much sleep do you average, and what do you think affects your habits? And so Jacob said, I think quite legitimately, that the more stressful you are, the more likely it is for you to be awake. And the best cure for that is a combination of what Jacob's saying, which is accept that it's okay to ask yourself what you're feeling fearful about and what you can do about it and what you can't do about it. Also, paper and pencil make a huge difference. If you're in the wake in the middle of the night with that little hamster running around inside the wheel in your head, write stuff down, and quite often you can go to sleep. I also have actually a relaxation tape, which we had available to people at one point. But also the old thing about, I don't count sheep, but I count backward from 100. And that usually works. And also a progressive relaxation exercise, where you take various muscle groups of your body, starting with your toes, and clench and then slowly unclench. And usually once or twice does that, because the tension, the stress is really very somatic. It's very much in our bodies. The other thing to do is a visualization of some place that you've been that you were very calm and relaxed. And so those combination of things, of writing things down, progressive relaxation, visualization, and counting, quite often help. So let's see what other people have said.
All right. Loretta says, I average about 4 hours, and stress and overthinking causes my lack of sleep.
Well, as I've talked about, there are some very specific things you can do about that, so you may want to try it. And 4 hours and 4 hours, again, they've now ascertained maybe the more common pattern for sleep in human beings.
Connie says, back pain has messed up my routine.
Yeah.
4 hours is max most nights. Sometimes I can go back, sometimes not. Makes me cranky, forgetful, etc.
Well, again, hopefully some suggestions. And as I said, and it's kind of what Jacob has said too, sort of accepting that I wasn't getting sleep for whatever reason made me less anxious about not getting sleep. And supposedly, you hear the grain of salt involved in my voice at that moment, is that you can get about 80% of the value of sleep by just lying there calmly, as opposed to, oh my God, I got to get up soon.
Ah, yeah.
So.
Stephanie says, under 7 hours because I read too late, then fall asleep listening to Dr. Joy podcast. I do sleep in on weekends.
Well, look, let me suggest, the podcasts are there available for you anytime. And you may, the sleeping in on weekends is not actually a terrifically good idea. It supposedly you can't really make up the sleep. So,
yeah. Nina says, found out I have sleep apnea according to the sleep study I took. I wake up one time every 60 seconds.
Wow.
No wonder I'm always tired. Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, honey, well, yeah, sleep disorder clinic may be helpful to you. Sleep apnea can be very dangerous. All right, and there's some new kind of thing other than the CPAC thing, so maybe you want to talk with somebody about it. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Question, need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about people's sleep patterns and sleep, I guess, issues.
Yep. All right.
All right, keep going.
Next up, we got Donna. And Donna says, these days I get a decent night's sleep every other night. Ugh.
Oh, dear. Well, There's some, I mean, most people think you should be in a relatively dark room and relatively cool. I know when I'm too warm, I have a much harder time sleeping. Yeah, you can hear that sleep problems are not uncommon. May make you feel better. I suppose every other night is better than not, but
yeah.
I hear. Yeah, okay. But we kind of walked into a wall on this one, didn't we?
Yep.
Oh, people unhappy. Okay, let's keep going.
Okay. Matt says, I get 7 hours, light and sound can interrupt me.
Yep. Very, very common. Also, supposedly, I know a lot of people go to sleep with the television on. And not necessarily a great idea, number one. Number two, apparently the blue light on your computer is also a terrible idea. So you may want to be a little cognizant of and what you do. I'm one of those people who thinks that having some kind of transition between your work day and your awake day and your sleep day makes a whole lot of sense. So, for example, I read routinely for usually about a half hour before I go to bed at night, assuming that I'm not exhausted. And when I wake up in the morning as well. So it may be something to think about finding. And some people listen to music, some people take a bath. For me, a warm shower is how I wake up in the morning. So, but you may want to look at your patterns and see what allows you to sleep. Now, you may say with some legitimacy, well, if I'm tired enough, then you know I'll sleep, which is why I sleep better every other night. But what can I tell you? All right, let's see what else we got.
All right. Barbara says, 8+ hours each night. I take methadone for restless leg syndrome each evening, which makes me sleepy to fall asleep and stay asleep.
Wow.
Used to take Ambien, but don't need it any longer since starting the methadone prescribed from the leading doc in restless leg syndrome medicine from Johns Hopkins.
Huh. Well, methadone was used as an alternative to heroin.
Right. Yep.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, I know. So
wow, methadone as a sleeping aid.
Yeah, and then she says, RLS much better now, thank God. The temp affects my sleep. Hate the heat. Try to open windows if not too hot, but live in the country, so always a bit cooler here. Everything is good on the sleep front.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm a little concerned that you need to take a drug every night. To you know, to sleep. I mean, that's a little worrisome. My issue, I mean, I love sleeping with the window open, but I've got mosquitoes, and I live high up, and people say, I didn't know you could have mosquitoes that high up. Well, apparently, there's a sign on my window that says, all you can eat buffet, come here. Mm-hmm. It really is an issue, so I just have decided, okay, then you do air conditioning. What can I tell you? Okay.
Okay. Rebecca says, I sleep 7 to 8 hours every night, but sometimes 5 to 6 hours because I'd be watching my favorite TV shows.
Okay. I mean, again, it seems to me the world's worst thing to do to try and get yourself to sleep is watching the news. I mean, it just seems to me that there's nothing that's reassuring on the news that's going to make you feel okay.
Yeah. I would agree. Diane says, both my sister and I have observed that we both take a nap 15 to 45 minutes about 4 p.m. I generally go to sleep about 11:30, rise about 7:30. I noticed after retiring that I am rarely tired because if I am, I just close my eyes and sleep. Be thrifty, save your money, retire ASAP, and find your passion.
It sounds like she's living a perfectly happy life,
sounds
huh?
Sounds like it.
All right, so she says she takes a 4 p.m. nap.
Yep.
She gets 8 hours sleep a night. Save your money. What else was she saying? Find your passion.
Yep. Retire early as you can. Yep.
Well, all right. Yeah. She sounds like, are you traveling eating your veggies? I mean, and using sunblock? It sounds like she's got it socked. There yeah. you go. It's nice to hear, we get so much bad news. It's nice to hear somebody who's figured out exactly, sounds like she has a good relationship with her sister. No sibling rivalry there. So great. Yeah. There you go.
Yep.
Good on you, kiddo. Oh, speaking of which, I just said to Jacob something that just popped up on my computer is Insomnia, the musical. I'm completely honest with you. I swear to you that's what. And the tickets are only $18. I don't know. Insomnia, the musical. Maybe you just snore through it or something. There's also, I did want to mention this, and I'm doing it right now, right in the middle of something, just because Planned Parenthood now has an app which is called Spot On, and so you put in... apparently you put in, obviously for women, although if you're a couple, it may not be a bad idea, for birth control and periods, okay? So it basically will keep track of things for you, which seems like not a terrible idea if you're using the rhythm method, if you're trying to conceive, if you're trying not to conceive. So it's a free app. It's called Spot On. I just thought I would mention. There, keep going.
That was our last one of those, actually.
That was our last one? So I wasn't actually interrupting anything?
No.
So my instincts were sort of right on at this moment?
Pretty much.
Kind of accidentally, but nevertheless. All right, so let's figure out what we've learned, which is to save your money. The point is that sleep is going to be affected by all sorts of things. If you have sleep apnea and you're literally waking up, literally every 60 seconds, that's going to be an issue. It turns out that you're much more prone to all sorts of disease processes. And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just saying, but presumably if somebody diagnosed you with sleep apnea, that they've also offered you some solutions to sleep apnea. And the most common is the CPAC, the oxygen breathing stuff. And they've got apparently some newer versions of that that work better. Maybe, trying nose drops, although sleep apnea isn't necessarily associated with congestion, but sometimes can be. Be careful about being dependent on any particular drug, because in the long run, it may affect your REM sleep, which is the most important part of our sleep cycle, and it also may become not only addictive physiologically, but psychologically. So be a little careful about that, okay? But good night's sleep, good investment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I am so thrilled to talk to you. I can't even believe this.
Well, my goodness, honey, we have to get you out more, but I'm delighted to be that you're here. How am I going to help you?
I have a 15-year-old son who is, he's an honor student, he's a Boy Scout, he's a pretty wonderful kid. He decided that he was taking summer PE or summer gym.
Okay.
And it's an elective, so if you take summer gym, you don't take it during the school year. And by doing that, then he has now allowed himself one more free period at school that he is taking another course.
Okay.
So he's got 15 days of summer PE. I work, my husband doesn't work. Last week, my husband allowed my son to stay home instead of going to summer gym one day, which threw me for a loop.
What was the explanation from your husband's point of view about why he was staying home?
My son was tired. He didn't want to go.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like your husband's not much of a jock and your son's not much of a jock.
Sort of. I think my husband, I mean, there's issues here with my husband, too. And my husband yesterday allowed my son one more time not to go to summer gym.
How many more weeks does he have? Well, summer's just started.
Like, you know, 8 more days of summer gym. It's a total of 15 days. That's all you have to go.
So he's almost halfway through.
Yep.
And he's allowing him one, so he allowed him to miss 2 days total.
Right. And I think the school says you're allowed to miss 1 day only.
Well, if I were you, I'd find that out.
Okay, and I will. And right. I don't know what consequence to give to my son because of this. Do I?
Well, but my dear, okay. This is, one of the nice things about this situation is that it's self-limiting. That presumably the reason that your son took summer gym was because he hates gym.
Correct.
And this was a way of getting out of it. If he misses two, the school is going to take care of it for you. He'll have to take gym next year.
That's what I'm thinking. So
yeah, so you don't have to do anything about
okay.
it. I might point that out to little goody two-shoes and dad here.
Yeah.
Of look, if your point was to avoid taking gym in the fall, I mean, you're about to shoot yourself in the tennis shoe.
Right, and I think he knows that, and he'll live with that. I guess I'm having a hard time living with that.
But, Susan, it ain't your problem.
Okay, good.
I mean, he's doing this for a reason.
Yeah.
Look, I think a lot of kids, me included, how many of you guys, if you could have taken gym for 15 days during the summer and missed it for the whole school year, would have done it?
Yeah.
Yeah, most of us. Yeah, there are a lot of hands. All right, but the point is, what he's going to do is he's already taken 6 days of gym.
Yep.
And he misses one more, and he's going to have to take 6 days plus whatever. So I just point that out to him, but I wouldn't punish him.
Okay, here's my second part. It cost $190 to do the summer gym.
Then he has to pay the money back.
Perfect. That's what I'm thinking,
yep.
too.
Yep.
Okay, and can I ask you another question?
Yeah.
Okay. The second issue, then, is my husband. You know, I don't understand this, but my husband has, he suffers from depression.
Well, and he hated gym.
I'm not sure that he did. But, you know, he's
your husband play any sports? How old's your husband?
53.
Is he playing any sports?
He doesn't play sports, but he...
Did he play sports as a kid?
He probably, you know, just recreational.
He hated gym.
I'm not sure that he really did. I really don't. I think he just doesn't want to make my kids do anything.
Well, but a 15-year-old shouldn't... I mean, a 15-year-old
yeah.
who's doing this voluntarily, whose
yeah.
parents paid, you know, 10 bucks a pop for him to go to the gym,
yeah.
It's not your husband's responsibility to motivate him.
Okay.
It's not even your husband's responsibility to make him do it. I think... I mean, 15 is not 5.
Right.
I think there needs to be, a come to the mountain moment where you sit everybody down and say, look, I called Brown up today because this whole thing just really irritates me.
Yeah.
Husband, I feel like you weren't the backstop you're supposed to be. Son, I feel like you've not done a very good job of this. And what she told me is it wasn't my problem.
Right.
That and husband, it's not even your problem either. 15-year-old, if you, this was your choice to do, and the reason you wanted to do it was to get out of gym. And we were willing to indulge you because you're a good kid. We were willing to come up with $200 that, you know, $200 is $200. There's
right.
no reason. We did this for you. You're saying now that you're not going to do it. Fine. You got to pay the money back, and you're going to have to take gym. We don't have to punish you. Just
okay.
pay the money.
And I think they would all be in agreement with that. I think I don't understand that. I don't understand.
Well, Susan, he's 15 and he's got the attention span of a gnat.
Okay.
But he's and you don't have to worry about it. He's going to have to take gym.
It's a separate issue, and I'm just not sure what do I do with this. My husband suffers from depression. He was sexually abused as a child. So here he is, though, you know, 53, and this happened probably when he was about 10. He is not able to work now, isn't able to even look for a job, has a hard time following through. He's on medication. He sees a therapist weekly. Do I just ride this out?
How long have you guys been married?
About 28 years.
Has he always been depressed?
He comes kind of in and out. Gets okay for a while and sometimes not.
Well, how long has he been in the current depressive kind
He's
of
not
trough?
Even depressed now. I would say, you know, he certainly seems like he is okay. I mean, looking at him...
How long has it been since he's worked?
3.5 years.
Why did he lose his job? Did he lose his job or quit?
He lost a job. Somebody said that he sold a piece of equipment. He says he didn't sell it. And he had that job for a year as a family kind of a business. Prior to that, he was in the construction business, and the partner that he was working with was majorly fraudulent, so he left.
What's the longest period of time he's had a job?
Oh, no, like 20 years.
Okay.
You know,
so,
consistently.
And so why has it been 3.5 years since he's had a job?
He just isn't able. He's working through the sexual abuse, And he just...
Well, why does not working have anything to do with helping him through move through the sexual abuse? I mean, I suppose I'm asking the wrong person.
Yeah.
What's your financial situation like?
Not great. I mean, I work full-time, and we get some money on certain things from his parents to help, like, with the extracurricular...
Does he plan to go back to work?
Yeah.
When?
He doesn't know. He will research something till he's blue in the face, but not able to follow through with it. Or if
and
he,
he's seeing a therapist.
Yep. Same one. He sees her weekly. He's very happy with the therapist.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but nothing's happening.
That's right.
Susan, I think this isn't sort of a black or white issue. I mean,
okay.
Have you worked all the years of your marriage?
Most of it.
I mean, I think it really matters. How many kids? You've got the one. How old's the other one?
10.
Well, I mean, I think part of it is your, you know, is this is in, at some point really about you rather than about him.
Okay.
And you can say, look, you supported me for the first, you know, 5 years of our marriage. I'm willing to support you for 5. But, you know, we're a year and a half away from the drop off the earth point.
Okay.
My concern is that you not working is really not helping the depression at all, that you've got two different things, that one is something that happened a very long time ago that you need to work through, but there's an ongoing issue of feeling, you know, that you're not very useful, you're not working. I mean, what is it that can't help your attitude and your mindset and your mood very much?
Right.
It's difficult in our marriage. What do you want to do about this? And I guarantee you he's going to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I think what you can say is, well, maybe we need to go and talk with somebody about it, or maybe the two of us need to resolve that I'm willing to wait this out, you know, till the end of the year, or you know, if not, and I'm willing... You know, maybe it would be helpful if we weren't living together because I get irritated. And for example, you know, I get irritated that you didn't send Sean off to summer school, and Brown saying that had you know that's not really your job. You're not the parole officer. But I think I sort of feel like, damn, you could do something around here, and that's not very healthy for our marriage. So maybe what we should do is you know, are the two of you do you share a bedroom?
Nope.
Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, we live parallel lives.
Yeah.
But he, at this point, at least helps with the kids at home. And, you know, about a year ago, I made him. He has to clean the house. He has to cook the dinner. So.
Well, Susan, I think this is really about you.
Okay.
I'm figuring out what you want at this moment.
And
where your limits are. And you know, as you point out, I mean, maybe the deal is that he stays and takes care of the kids in the house and you move out. I mean, you know, that maybe that makes some sense, that you're the one who makes the money, that you find yourself a place to live. I don't know, but I think it's really about you at this moment, because I don't know that he's going to change very much until he has to, unfortunately. Really, to help people move when they get stuck. I mean, there are two basic reasons to go to therapy. Other than, I suppose, I know, here we go, the third, which is, I just have a little extra money and like to know a little bit more about myself. But the basic reason, no one ever does that. I mean, that's a fantasy that therapists have. It's not one that is actually very viable in the community. Is that either you're stuck and you don't know why, or you're stuck, you know why, and you don't know what to do about it. You can't, I mean, you understand the reasons, but you're not able to kind of move yourself off the dime. So therapy should be able to help you accomplish certainly number one and then move to number two, so then you're not in therapy. You don't want therapy to be like a sleeping pill, is that you do it forever and ever. It's a tool. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. All right, so you want to do a program director call? Do we have an email? What would you like to do here?
I got an email that I think is pretty good here.
Okay, let's do her.
Okay, Becky has a question for you. She says, my question is about my custody battle in family and probate court. The father has been non-compliant in everything the court has ordered and now is asking my daughter on Instagram to go out for lunch. What do I do? What is my right for my daughter, and why won't he call me? Also, my son lives with him. He's 11, and my ex has not allowed me or my daughter to talk or see him for 3 months. More to the story, that's just the very brief version. I would just like your opinion. Thank you.
Okay, can we start this again? All right, so we've got a divorced mom. Her name is what again?
Becky.
All right, Becky. So yep. She's got a custody arrangement. Sounds like she's got the daughter, he's got the son.
Yep.
The son's 11. Do we know how old the daughter is?
She didn't say, no.
Why don't you just go, just read the whole thing for me again.
My question is about my custody battle in family and probate court.
Okay.
The father has been non-compliant in everything the court has ordered and is now asking my daughter on Instagram to go out for lunch. What do I do? What is right for my daughter, and why won't he call me?
Okay. this is one of those emails that really calls out for a phone call, because there are a whole lot of questions. It sounds like I don't know if the two of you are actually divorced or not. I don't know. It sounds like finances have been an issue and continue to be an issue. I don't know how old your daughter is. I don't know the basis for the divorce. I don't know if either of you are seeing other people. And all of that is somewhat relevant. But having none of that information and still wanting to give you some kind of response here, if your daughter's old enough to have an Instagram account, she's probably old enough to sort of decide if she wants to have lunch with her father. And I would argue that you should not stand in the way of that. That even though it sounds like he is not being very, he's not being at all compliant about the finances, you don't want to put the kids in the middle. And they will grow up healthier and happier if they don't feel that the parents are at war. Now, neither of them are children. As I said, I would guess that your daughter is probably, 13 or 14 years old. Your son's 11. And by you showing some kind of adult behavior, by not in any way making it difficult for your daughter to have lunch with her father, and don't be tempted to say, why don't you ask him to send the money? I mean, she knows what's going on, and complaining to her about it just makes her feel, she's going to have a stomach ache all of the time. She's not going to be sleeping, so then she'll call me about sleep disorders, and so, and we've already done that today. So, here's the deal. Don't stand in the way of your daughter having a good relationship with your father. Presumably you had a lawyer, and I would certainly send the lawyer the information that he's non-compliant, that the 11-year-old boy should be able, I mean, he has his own phone. He's in school part of the time. That if he's not talking with you, it may not be that dad is forbidding it. It's that son is choosing not to do it, which I know is heartbreaking and feels terrible. But 11-year-old kids are not 3-year-olds who need parental permission to talk with mom or sister. So what I'm saying to you, and this sounds like a new, it sounds like the two of you may, in fact, not be divorced, and that all of this is sort of relatively new and very unpleasant. But if you can take the high road, it will benefit you in the long run, even though I know it feels terrible in the short run. Hopefully you've got a lawyer to deal with the legalities, so you can take the high road, not involve your kids in it. What you as a parent want is for both your children to have access to both of you as easily and as with as little anxiety as possible, which again gets back to your daughter being able, certainly, and obviously I assume that she told you, as opposed to your reading her Facebook account, which I would not recommend, because if she doesn't trust you, she's going to tell you a lot less. Hopefully she told you this, and I would say, honey, look, he's your dad. Obviously he and I don't get along very well, but he's your dad, and of course you're going to have lunch with him. Tell me what I can do. Do you want me to drive you there? Do you want to? And don't mention that the creep owes money. Let your lawyer deal with that. If you can set up, again, that you're setting the pattern, the role for how to be a good parent. And again, it's very easy to vilify him at this moment, because obviously he's not the top of your dance card. But the 11-year-old has responsibilities to get in touch with you on his own. And if make sure that you're not making it an issue that that every time you talk with him, you say, you know, is he seeing that woman again? Make sure that what you're doing is keeping yourself as non-judgmental as possible, even though obviously you're not crazy about him. But the two of you have a long road ahead of co-parenting those kids, and making it as easy for them to have a relationship with both of you will benefit you in the long run, even though I know it sort of feels terrible when by doing the right thing someone you don't like benefits, but it's the right thing to do at this moment. Okay, do we have a moment for a program director? What have I got, 2 minutes here?
Two
and
yes.
A half? All right, see if you can get me a quick program director question. Or someone can explain. No one, I guess we're going to have to rely on Blake tomorrow to tell us everything we needed to know about Pokemon. Because you know, I don't quite get this. So
here's a one that might be quick.
Okay.
The benefits of eating family dinners together on a daily basis.
If you can do it, it's great. It gives everybody a chance to communicate, to share some time together. It's just getting less and less feasible with people's schedule. But if you can do it, I think it's great. But make sure that that the things that you talk about at the table are not stressful. That maybe everybody gets to go around the table and say something good that happened. That it's kind of chat time, or that and maybe the menu gets determined by your various members of the family. Maybe people get to choose if meal preparation is a problem, that somebody brings home Chinese or pizza or whatever. I think the family dinner is terrific if it's relatively unstressed, but it may be more feasible, even though I think everybody agrees that it's a good thing, if it causes a huge amount of stress for everybody to be there, or everybody's trying to get their homework done, or everybody's got different schedules. Maybe shoot for a couple of days a week, or the weekends or something. So sit down with I think even better than the family dinner is a family council that says, all right, let's talk about this. What would work for you guys at what time? What do we eat? Who determines it? Who does the dishes? Who does the cooking? Who does the shopping? And so use the family dinner as a method for talking about what everybody in the family likes and what's important to everybody. And then you get double dip. You get not only the family dinner working better for everybody, but you also get the family conference where everybody feels that they're heard, that they're whatever they think is important is manifest. And I think, so before you decide to focus on the dinner, I'd focus on the family conference so everybody can have an input. Okay? I know. Happy Malox. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.